Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Good morning.
Wiggle. Oh, we're on.
Hello.
Hello.
We're on our way.
We're off.
To Queensland.
Yes.
Yay. Oh. She finally capitulated and did something about those borders.
Oh, I love it when you say capitulated. It takes me back to Yubbo. Now you can come in.
When can we go? When can we holiday in
Queensland?
Well,
if you want to stay in a hotel quarantine for 2 weeks, you can go in November.
No, thank you.
Or you can wait till December 17 and just wander across the border, do a happy dance.
When test biz, where did we get that done?
Well, that's a
very... You can wander across the border, right, but you need a 72-hour I've got no COVID test.
Yeah, I'm assuming that you can just utilise our COVID testing sites.
Okay.
Unlike international travel, where you have to utilise a private pathology lab.
And pay
for it.
Yeah. Yes.
But there we go. I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's the only thing I've... Because Tanya texted me yesterday, I guarantee, was it 12:30?
Yep. Yeah, I was literally at the hairdressers watching... By the way, did you hear what I said?
Yeah, beautiful.
Yes. I was at the hairdressers.
Steve mentioned that to that Rising this morning.
Anyway, so Tanya texted me at 7:70.
Nick said to me, you know, did the boys notice you had your hair done? I said, what do you think?
That's not true. I was saving it for a surprise at the end of the break and you ruined it.
Steve and I just made a coffee in the kitchen.
And I was
Steve
saying
to
we
to
make
me,
sure at the end there and we do this thing and everything. And now you've done the typical woman thing by forcing us to say something when we were going to do a beautiful surprise about how lovely you look this morning.
Sorry, I spoiled my surprise.
You ruined everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was sitting
there. So then I was on booking.com, right? Straight away.
But I just happened to be, because I go on her Twitter feed often, and I just happened to be there and it said live announcement coming soon. So I thought, hello. She doesn't usually herald herself with a big live announcement.
No.
And then bang, it came out and I you guys is my family and then you guys were the second people I texted.
I didn't know that. Well, you can you? It's a hair surprise. How dare you put me second to your family?
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I was a little excited about the possibility of Christmas reunion.
I don't know whether we can go on.
Next
second to your family. To your son who you haven't seen for almost a year.
There you
go. To your parents.
Well,
and then my lousy old me on some group work text. Sorry. Well, I know where I stand. Your hair looks all right, by the way.
Thanks very much.
Your hair looks beautiful, Tanya.
Anyway, good news for those that want to be reunited.
It's such great news. Yep.
Now we only have to work on WA.
Yeah, I was going to say, any news on WA?
No.
Who wants to go there?
Well, there'd be a few people.
Never mind.
I was talking to someone the other day that is a FIFO worker off, you know, WAA. But lives in Newcastle.
Yep.
He was given the ultimatum, bring your whole family here or go home and don't come back.
Yep.
Isn't it awful?
Yeah, terrible.
It's a weird way of what we're living in, isn't it?
Yeah.
The only thing that I just trust your text and I haven't looked at anything. I've been busy booking, not just hotel, I mean life.
Yeah.
By renting. But I did see the quote when Anastasia said, it's time we brought our families together. Is that right, darling? Is that right?
Yeah.
About time.
Yeah, she's copped on finally. It's slow up there.
Yeah.
A little bit slow, Queenslanders.
Yeah.
No offense, Steve.
Oh, don't start. Don't start bagging my family again. I've already been through that. Lowering IQs. Tanya's gone very hard on my sister.
We love Sue.
Their IQs are low up in Queensland. Well, that's who lives up there. And Brett, my mate.
No, we talk...
Not sure, Brett.
When we talk about low IQ, Steve, we mean FNQ.
Too late.
Up to Moreton Bay, they're fine.
Too late.
Cairns, Townsville, forget about it. Forget about them.
Got a cousin there.
I meant further north than that.
Start bagging WA like I do.
Yeah, stupid
and,
WA.
And South Australia.
Well, we're happy. We can bring all our loved ones for Christmas.
Right now, it's time for...
Rockin' Recorder Ruse Day.
Just in this moment. something just happened and realised I'm at the lowest point of my radio career.
I'm sure there's been lower moments. I'm sure there has.
Give me a minute. This has turned into my favourite segment. However, at that time, it was.
Yeah.
It's lifted now.
There you go.
So do you want me to take that off the intro,
Absolutely
Steve?
Not for legal reasons.
Okay, perfect.
For legal and career reasons, absolutely not, Risey.
Perfect, okay.
Tanya will be playing a song on the recorder. You guess what she's playing, you score the goodies.
But you got to ring first.
1-333-53 Great prize again on offer today.
$100
to
spend
the grain store.
The grain store. And Risey will attest to this because he knows it's one of our great Australian classics.
Oh.
This is to play into our
Oztober.
Oztober
beers.
Yeah.
Great Australian classics.
Oh my God.
Let's see. It really is.
Let's see what Tanya does to Midnight Oil on the recorder.
1-333-53 Give us a call right now. I'm calling first to hear. We'll solve today,
it's
Steve.
Very distinctive.
Please be US forces.
Oh, bugger, I didn't think of that. There's another week
quickly
in October left.
Yeah.
There's always time. Okay, all right. Well, Risey always gets a bit of a preview. I nick off because I like to play along with you guys.
Yeah, you do. 1-333-53 Give us a call right now. First to hear, calling it. Calling it, Steve, is going to solve it today, and it's Nathan.
We have Nathan. Are you ready to call what Tanya's about to play, Nathan?
I'm ready, mate.
Here we go. Nathan, mate.
You're kidding me.
Come on. You didn't get that.
No idea.
Oh, Nathan.
And I can tell you, being close to her, she was doing everything she could because she gets the little toot-toots in when she's trying harder. And at that time, there wasn't
a reporter hanging out the window.
There was an extreme amount of toot-toots, meaning that she's really concentrating on this. Greg from Newcastle, you'll nail it. Have a listen to this, Greg.
Down under.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nailed it.
No.
Well done, you.
No. It's Kookaburra Sissing Old Gum Tree.
Well, there's that too.
That's true.
Yeah, they went to court over that one.
True story, watch the documentary, right, as I do, YouTube, and the whole thing, Colin Hay talking about this court case.
Yeah.
And he still attributes that his father's death and the guy who played the flute to the court case.
Really?
He said, this is the truth. Sounds sad, I know, but he said they died of shame.
Yeah, okay.
Because there's no way in the world it was nicked.
Yeah.
And all they got was $100,000 and $23 million worth of legal fees.
God.
But, Greg, you scored $100 at the grain store.
You did. This is Newcastle's home of good beer and the best buffalo wings in the land, Greg.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
All right. Let's take it out together, Greg. Ready? Can't hear you singing, Greg. Come on, Steve.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm loving the toot toots. There it is.
Worked better in practice that
it
one.
It did, yeah.
Well, I thought it was great.
There you go. Greg scored $100 at the grain store, and that's Rock and Record of Roost Day. That's how it works. Tanya plays a song on the recorder. You just guess it on a Tuesday, and you score the goodies.
Did you just practice that then?
Well, I had the music printed, didn't I?
Yeah, from yesterday.
You gave it back to me yesterday, and I forgot to practice. But there you go. It's one of the easiest ones you could possibly do on the recorder, so we got away with it.
What, Kookaburra Sissing Old Gum?
Yeah.
Nailed it. Tanya and Steve, Triple M. Dave from the newsroom is next with the latest overnight news.
Crank it loud with Hunter Water.
Live and local from the heart of Newcastle. This is 102.9 Triple M.
Dancing Dave sitting in the chair for Hamish today.
Morning, guys.
Morning, mate.
Hello. Well, the latest vaccination rates are out and they've soared across parts of the Hunter over the past week. Almost every council area saw their double dose figure jump by 10% in just 7 days, which is quite impressive. So across the board, more than 3/4 of our region is now fully vaxxed. Newcastle, Cessnock and Muswellbrook are the only council areas where the single jab rate is below 95%. So I reckon give it another couple of weeks and all of the Hunter will be between that 95% and 100% fully vaxxed mark, which is amazing.
It's incredible, isn't it?
So when you see on Facebook posts lots of anti-vaxxers, you know, speaking out, it really is such this, you know, a small minority.
Well, as we've been saying for months, the loudest voice is often the smallest of minority, isn't it?
Mm. Absolutely. I know we've heard a lot about the Caledonian Hotel in Singleton and their stance on serving unvaccinated. And if you look through the comments section there, you would think that Singleton is all anti-vax, but no, it's not the case at all.
Good stuff.
Now, I know you touched on this a bit earlier. Jared Mullen cleared to make his NRL comeback if he can find a club. Mm. So the former Knights captain has been given the green light from the integrity unit. He's done his 4-year ban for steroid use. He's also served his sentence for cocaine trafficking. He's 34 now, but believes he's still got at least one good year left in him, possibly two or three. He's pointed out that Cameron Smith was still playing at 37, and his manager has written to every club, all 16 clubs, telling them that Mullo is available. So we'll just wait and see.
Mm. Okay, depending on form and what he might bounce around next year, he's that classic Wayne guy, the whack on a 14 jersey for.
Mm.
You know, Bennett, new club, need a 14.
Well, he'd want to play next year, and the Dolphins, they're still that year away.
Kick off for another year. Mm. That's the only problem.
But he could play for Redcliffe year in the Queensland Cup to show what he's got, is my suggestion, which means he's under the eyes of Bennett. Because I don't know his form. Well, none of us do.
He's still looking fit
But he's not going to claim he's okay if he can't, because they'll just go, no, you're not, dude.
Yeah. Well, he played for a Queensland team this year and only managed a couple of games. He's been, played with injuries. Hasn't played an NRL game since September 2016, so it's been a while.
Play Queensland Cup for Redcliffe. I'm just throwing it out there. Mm. Bennett's renowned for grabbing those players we write off.
Mm. And he would have played under Wayne Bennett, surely, when Bennett was here. So I've got that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And the Queen has been told, Tanya and Steve, that it's time she eased up on her drinking. She has a martini every night before going to bed.
Hey.
We were wondering, you know, because we knew you were going to talk about this, and Steve mentioned the G&T that the Queen Mum loved, so she didn't follow Mummy's footsteps.
No.
She likes a martini.
Do you find it weird that a dirty, scrubby fisherman from Redcliffe could sit and have a drink with the Queen Mum if she was alive, and the Queen, and enjoy both a G&T and a martini?
Yes.
Funny how the world works, Steve.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So she's
but it'd be a gin martini.
Well, there you go.
So that, well, I've said to her, the royal doctors have prescribed her alcohol-free beverages. And she's 95, remember, as well. And she can still have a drink at special occasions, too. So she'll be opening up every little thing in there in the UK. Every special occasion, she'll be there.
Would you not think at 95, though, go for it?
Yeah,
totally.
Really?
Absolutely.
You get to that stage, surely you can have a big girl drink.
Yeah, of course you can.
And that poor doctor that had to go, excuse me.
Ends up. Who wants to see the Queen with a can of Coke?
No. It blows me away. The Queen's gone to the GP and they're like, how many drinks a day do you have?
You know how many she said? She said three, because we all do. Wait for Riser to hit message in a bottle. I know he's got it ready to go. Hasn't he, T?
As he scrambles. Because this is a great story if you haven't heard it. A few days ago, local photographer Matt Streefield was doing a bit of renovations.
Mm-hmm.
And in between the wall lining, he found something.
What did he find?
Well, he did find a message in a bottle, didn't you, Matt?
That is correct, I did.
Wow.
Tell us what happened.
So we're ripping out a few walls to make way for our new kitchen, and the boys are taking their smoko, and I sort of went into the kitchen to see what, you know, they've been up to and how much progress they've made, and where the fridge used to be. I had looked down, and sure enough, sitting between two sheets of plasterboard was this milk bottle. I pulled it out, and there was something inside, a piece of paper, and I took it out to the guys, and I said, hey, check this out. I just found a bottle in between the wall, and they're like, oh, you're kidding us. And I said, no, I'm dead serious. So we, you know, took the paper out, unrolled it, and, you know, there was a message on there written in 1974 by the four, you know, tradesmen who were working on the house at the time.
And the story gets better from there.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So on the note, it sort of listed four gentlemen who were doing the work, their dates of birth. They explained that they were actually waiting on their weekly pay for that week, which was $106 at the time. And they also referenced that they put the message in the bottle, and the bottle was one of the first that had the metric conversion of 600 mil. So Australia at that time was undergoing the change from imperial to metric.
Matt, with their dates of birth, you would have quickly done the maths. How old are those tradies now?
So the oldest one, Donald Day, would have been nowadays in his 90s, if he's still with us. We haven't actually been at a locate if he's still alive. Mm-hmm. Two of the younger ones, Gary Lane and Ron Nidri, we have actually tracked down. And I've been in contact with both. I've met Ron in person. And, you know, the flow-ons from this happening of, you know, people are coming out of the, you know, the woodwork, so to speak, is, you know.
Literally.
literally, yeah.
No, tell me, when you contacted, did they go straight away, oh, the bottle, or really? No, don't remember that.
Well, what happened was it obviously went on Facebook, as most things do, to get the word out, and that caught fire pretty quick, which is quite surprising. But, you know, Newcastle's a small place and fairly well connected, as you guys are probably, you know, well aware. And it was only a matter of time before people started, you know, commenting to other people, tagging them with, you know, do you know this person? This last name sounds familiar. And it was a connection via my wife that actually knew Ron's niece through sport. And then, you know, checked out. And then by the end of the day, I had a phone call from Ron. And we had a good chat. He was explaining to me that, you know, they were indeed waiting on a Friday afternoon or something like that for the boss to come and pay him. And,
in envelopes with money inside?
More than likely, the yellow envelopes with cash inside, yeah. And, you know, like, since that, you know, we've discovered that the man's name on the card, Cliff Miller, turns out was, you know, another Newcastle local, and we actually know members of that family that we wouldn't have had no idea otherwise. Wow.
Crazy, isn't it?
Unless we found this, yeah.
Now, you're continuing the tradition, Matt. Is that right?
Yeah, so the company that actually did the lining initially, Newcastle Interior Linings, I looked them up and gave them a call. Wasn't sure if they'd still be around, but they indeed were. So we've organised for them to do round two of the plastering and shedding work when the extension is close to completion and the renovation of the kitchen. So they're going to put a little relic in the wall, hopefully something similar to what the guys in 74 did. And my family and kids, we're going to put our own little message in a bottle detailing a history of events, what's happened with these other bottles, and also a little face mask and a description of what life was like with the
COVID.
Current pandemic period. Yeah.
There's no way you would have seen this one coming as a message that you would leave behind, but it's true, isn't it?
It's great. It's a great story, Matt, and it's so good that you're able to share it with your kids. It's like loads of fun because they'll be growing up, having their own kids and going, you know, this is what happened way back when. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, everything's digital online these days, and they probably only hear legends of this stuff like this happening, but for it to actually happen in their own home and see for real is a nice throwback to the past.
The weird thing is too, Matt, that your kids will then grow up and somewhere along the line be contacted with, you know, this, you know, Tandy and I'll still be on air because we've got a big long contract and we'll be able to talk to them about how they found the bottle they planted in 2021.
Oh, thanks for chatting to us, Matt. Really appreciate you bringing the story to life for us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Good on you, Matt.
There's Matt. Hey, I think you'd left yesterday. You know that Risey's done this?
Yes, I'm bringing up a photo now. I realised I took a photo of it. I built a little bench seat at my house, and inside the bench seat, I put a piece of timber. Do you want me to read what I wrote?
Yeah.
Stella's seat. This bench seat was built by Stella Stewart, age 2 years old, dad Ryan, mum Lucy, and little baby brother Oscar, 10 days old, date 5th of January 2016.
Just think, Tanya, I'll have them on the show long after you're dead.
After 30 years, you'll talk to them.
Oh, people don't realise that we have a fountain of youth and that we will be on air until those dates.
Well, I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think we're curious, though. Are there people out there that have left things behind?
Yep.
Whether it's a message in a bottle or, as you have done, scrawled on something for it to be uncovered at a later date.
I didn't give mine enough thought. BJ and my handprints on our concreted driveway.
Same.
There you go.
Right?
Yep.
That's going to go.
Yeah, I know.
Someone's going to go, you're an art.
I know. What have you left behind? Give us a call and tell us.
Yeah, 133353. We'd love to talk to you right now. What you've left behind on 133353.
You can get a little time capsule in your backyard, maybe.
That would be true.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you found one? Have you done one yourself? Is what we're keen to know today.
So, John, did you leave something behind?
Well, I did. Back in 1964, I was only a couple of years old, and my father built a cubby house under our main house in at the junction. And a couple of years ago, I went back. The house is still there. The cubby house is still there. And my hands are still in the concrete there.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
It was amazing. I thought it'd all be gone. And it was still painted the silver paint that Dad painted the cubby house in.
I've always wondered, okay, back it up, John, because I've always wondered and have wanted to go, like when I go to home, ask if I can see
home?
Inside my family home.
Yes.
Did you go and say, look, hello, who you are, and ask if you can go and have a look?
I did, and the house was where Dad did all modifications. It was all changed back to the original way the house was built. Like they opened up doors that were closed. And the concrete down the driveway when I came home from school every afternoon, done a bit of concrete to help Dad and Mum out, is still there.
You know what? The weird thing is that cubby house, it's almost 60 years old. They don't build them like that anymore.
No.
Your dad would have done the proper concrete foundations. Mm. It's incredible.
And I'm sure with council approval, John.
I'm sure.
Thanks, John.
Great story. Thank you, John. We'll go to Marty here, Tanya and Steve.
Hey, Marty.
What was left behind, Marty?
Yeah, I bought a miner's cottage about 20 years ago at Weston, and I gutted the inside, and I found two watches in the wall cavity.
Wow.
Okay.
And have you dated them?
No, I didn't. They're pretty old watches. They're still in the drawer at home, actually. So
incredible.
Yeah, but I didn't track anyone down or anything, but yeah.
To be honest with you, Marty, I'm more thrilled that you're on a train and listening to our show, and thank you for that.
That's excellent.
Yeah, I work on the trains and I listen to you every
morning. Oh, you're a legend. But also, thanks, Joe, mate. I hope you're in the quiet carriage chair.
Yeah, I am. I'm the guard, so I'm all by myself.
Okay.
Good on you,
thanks,
Marty.
Thanks, Marty. You know,
thanks, mate.
The people that you know, Rosie, that bought our house in Mayfield.
Yeah, yep.
One day, if they ever pull out, you can tell them this.
Okay.
The wall between the laundry and the bathroom, which I had a false wall installed,
yep.
There is a little Mr. Potato Head wrapped up in a note down in the wall cavity.
What's the note say?
Lorcan Redmond, his date of birth, and he was three at the time.
Yep.
And I wrote, was he here? It wasn't anything, you know, historically wonderful.
Well, I'll tell you what.
But it was here.
Okay, Tanya, I'm sorry, but you are now off our time capsule committee. All right, you're gone.
But it's plastic.
Why don't we write Tanya Steve was here? All right, Tanya, we'll put that there. Okay.
No, but it's not was here. It's was here.
And
was-ear.
Is it W-O-Z-E-R-E?
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
E-R-E.
All right, you're back on.
So there you go. That was when we were renovating.
Oh, that's great. Some great stories.
Let's go around and rip it up today.
Expert Trevor Long. Technology. From EFTM.com.au.
Whilst we were sleeping, he's been unpeeling the apple and he's left us with the core of the news.
Oh, you'll be on 60 Minutes soon.
Well done.
Hello, Trevy.
I'm going to use some of those later today. That's very good work.
Get that on today. What's going on, mate?
Lots of new stuff. We expected new laptops today from Apple, but actually a few things. So, yes, new laptops, the new MacBook Pro. And I've got to say, this is a massive mea culpa from Apple. A few years ago, they got rid of things. They got rid of an SD card slot. They got rid of HDMI port. They got rid of a really cool charging port. And they're all back. They're all back for the new MacBook Pro. I think they've heard their audience. And this, we're talking photographers, people in video, and people who just love high performance. This is kind of a renewal for them. High performance, really good laptops, 14 and 16 inches, but you're still talking a $2,800-plus product. So they're high-end, but they've pretty much hit that one out of the park with the new laptops. The one that took me by surprise was Apple Music. Now, this is, you know, music subscription, you know, 90 million songs at your fingertips, all that kind of stuff. Normally $12 a month. They've introduced a $6 a month plan. The only difference is you have to have an Apple product. So if you're using a PC or an Android phone, you can't use this version of the subscription. You also don't get the lyrics to the songs. You don't get music videos.
I'm
you don't
out.
Get their high quality.
I need the lyrics to sing
you
in
need the
car.
Lyrics.
Yeah.
No, well, you're just going to have to stick with the higher price then. But I'm going to save the money because I know the words to You're the Voice by heart. I don't need any lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm noticing more and more and more. I have no idea what the real lyrics were.
Well, it's like when you go and see Elton John and John Farnham, those kind of people now, they do have a teleprompter. Billy Joel, you know, when you get older, you do need the lyrics. So maybe this is aimed at the higher generation for the big price. If you love your colours, Tadia, the HomePod Mini, their little home speaker that you speak to and ask it to turn lights on and off and also play music and radio, comes in orange, yellow and blue. Now, while that sounds ridiculous, that colours are a feature, if you think about Google and Amazon speakers, they're quite boring. Mm. So I like the idea that they've gone, we're gonna offer some colours here. It's still $150 and off you go.
Which is very Apple because they're very based on style.
Exactly. Trev, is there any benefit? Like, we've both got Alexas. When I say we both, Steve and I, is there any benefit with everything else in my life Apple to flip over and get one of these HomePods, or are they, or do they all do the same and talk the same?
Primarily, they all do the same. I would argue Amazon Alexa and Google Home are much more intelligent. Mm. So you can ask questions, you can get information from them, whereas HomePod is very much about music and radio. Like, it's just about playing the thing, the audio you want to hear, and controlling your smart home. So while I love the HomePod, we're an Amazon home at our place. My kids have them in their rooms. They turn the lights off at night. I hear my daughter after she has a shower. She goes into her bedroom to get changed, and she's playing music. She just plays The Greatest Showman or High School Musical or whatever the heck. That's a great way to enjoy the Alexa. So I think Siri is the third best assistant, but HomePod is the best music speaker.
I've got Alexa. There's a problem. I've got Alexa and Hey Google, and sometimes I just leave them arguing as I leave the house. Hey Google, who's better? And then, Hey Alexa, who's better? Night-night.
How disappointed is your daughter when she grows up and marries a tradie and none of these things come with it?
Yeah.
None of the high-tech world that she's used to.
She'll hopefully bring all that to the home. Okay. Oh, although she'll probably turn out to be my wife and not want any of it in the house.
Yeah. Yeah, I always pictured if I set that up for my son, oh my God, I'd be Jabba the Hutt in a month.
My wife complained yesterday that we had a why can't we just have a normal lock on the door? You know, because we've got one you can tap and get Bluetooth. Yeah. I turned to her and said, babe, there's a key. You can. It is a normal lock. It just happens to have smart features. Oh. Just because it had smart features, it had to get canned in my house.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. What about AirPods? Anything there?
Yeah, new AirPods. Their first AirPods were released 5 years ago, and they haven't changed a bit since. There were the AirPods Pro, the more expensive model. So they've announced a refresh of the AirPods. They do look a little bit like the Pro, smaller little AirPods. New features, better equalizer in them, adaptive EQ, sweat and water resistant, so you can actually take them to the gym or out running in the rain if you're that way inclined. I wouldn't leave the house in the rain, but anyway, $279 for the new AirPods, third generation.
Haven't you got an app that could stop the rain?
No, I've got an app that stops me leaving the house, though.
Well, thank you, Trevi. You brought us up to date on all things
My pleasure.
Apple. Have a great day.
Cheers.
See ya.
There's Trevor Long. EFTM.com.au or his app EFTM. Search it and you can find out all those kind of smart features for your home.
Aren't you in the market for some new AirPods?
Yeah.
$279. Mm. That's cheaper than the Pros.
Yep.
This is the third pair.
Yeah, that's not cool.
No, it's not cool. I'm just going to get some black cheapies and paint them white.
Why is it the third pair?
Oh, they keep, and honestly, it's on BJ. He's quite good with his equipment. Yeah. I don't know. We've just been unlucky.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You can just be on a run of bad luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sick of taking them back, though, because I think they look at me and go, what are you doing?
Yeah. They go in your ear, not your anus.
That's what exactly I reckon they think I'm doing. Yeah. Have you cleaned it out a little bit? All right. All right. I swear that's what they think I'm doing.
I'm sure they do.
Anyway, that's probably where I pull them out from. Here, but change these.
That's Tanya and Steve, Triple M.
As much as I sometimes am so full of joy that my daughter in Holland listens to our show, there are occasions when I regret it.
Mm, is this the fat controller? If you missed it, Steve, like in jazz to the fat controller character out of Thomas the Tank. It's not nice.
When she was a baby.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, when she was
Please
a baby.
Please clarify that.
Oh, yeah.
not 26-year-old jazz, no.
I'm already in enough trouble. And now Tanya's gone, oh, yeah. How about Steve saying Jasmine looks like the fat controller?
And then Tanya agreed. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Look, when she was a baby.
We were talking big babies.
Yes.
And there was a 6.5-kilo one born in the States the other day, wasn't
it? Yeah, crazy. Crazy big. Mm-hmm. So we thought we'd throw it out today and try and find the biggest baby in the Hunter.
1-3-3-5-3. That's what we're talking right now. The biggest babies. Give us a call. 1-3-3-5-3.
Apparently, one of my cousins made it onto the front page of the Herald years ago. This was even before I was born.
Oh, I remember that murder.
No.
Oh, the other cousin.
No. And because they were born something like 11 pounds.
That's
or 12 great. Pound. Wow. It was up around there. So that was worthy of the front page of the Herald by all accounts. I don't know them, but I know that happened.
That's a big kid.
Isn't it? Big natural baby. Birth, by the way.
Natural birth.
Mm-hmm. Nothing natural about that, mate.
Tina is straight on the phone, 1-3-3-5-3. She's had a biggie.
What did you have,
Hello,
Tina?
Hello, guys. How are you?
Very well.
A big 12-pound three. Big Jack.
Big Jack.
How old is Jack now?
24. And he's still a gentle giant.
Oh, cute.
Because but I think he might have been a fat controller too, Steve.
Oh, no question, Tina. There's nothing funny for parents to whack the hat on and just laugh and laugh.
But the funny thing is, well, sometimes when they're really big, Tina, they end up not being enormous, like adults, but Jack has been.
No, he's just very tall. He's very tall. But talking about putting a hat on, he was that big that they had to put a singlet wrapped around his head to keep his head warm because he didn't have a baby bonnet to fit his big head.
Oh, how's he go for hats these days, Tina?
He's all right. He fits into my okay now.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to ask what every woman listening is curious to know. Caesarean?
No, natural.
Whoa.
Wow.
Now, he was measuring big every time we went for our checkups, and the doctor there said, no, you're not having twins, Tina. And I said, I think it's going to be a big. No. He goes, if you're having twins, you can punch me in the eye, he said. Ooh. And I went, and we had a bit of a laugh. Well, when Big Jack was born, he actually came up with a bit of a giggle and took his glasses off, and he said, oh, even though he wasn't twins, he was big, so you can punch him in the eye. but even the nurses were arguing who was going to weigh him because they knew that he was a big boy.
Yeah.
And they're going, I'm weighing him. And I sounded like I was in Nemo. Mine.
Thanks, Tina.
Okay, so Tina's done 12 pounds. And we were talking yesterday about that big one, 6.5 kilo, which I worked out roughly around 15 pounds.
Amazing. Well, let's see if we can beat that. Kelly?
Hello. No, mine was only 10 pound 8.
Only.
Wow.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
Hey, little 4.5 kilo.
What was it like birthing your baby at that?
All my measurements were I was having an 8 pound baby.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, no.
And the doctor that I had, Dr. Salter, he was only just started in gynecology and he nearly fell on the floor when he seen how big he was.
You're actually making me big nipky cry out there.
But the thing that was the best part, all the nurses used to fight over him to nurse him because he was so big.
Oh, wow.
Was the dad present at the birth, Jeanette? Because, you know, these days you've got to ask from when, you know, a while ago.
Mm. I remember he's now my ex-husband, and I know why now.
Yeah.
But I had a natural birth and no pain relief.
Right.
And he said to me, you don't need it, because my first one I hallucinated with the gas.
Oh.
And I remember saying to him, I'm going to get a watermelon seed and I'm going to let you eat it and I'm going to let you make it grow. And I said, you get it out and tell me it don't hurt.
Yeah. Thanks,
Thank you, Kelly.
Janine, what did you have?
Hey, Janine.
You there, Janine?
Oh, hi, yes, I'm here. How are you going?
Yeah, good. What did you have?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my poor mother. She had me, and I was 10 pound 10.
Oh, we got a little fat controller.
Wow. Yeah, we got a little fat controller, all right, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, my poor mother, and I was the youngest of seven.
Oh,
so my mum had six other children, and then she had me, and that was it. She said, I broke her after that.
Literally.
Yeah,
wow.
But she was one of 14, and then I was my grandmother's 50th grandchild. So my grandmother, her mother had 50 grandchildren.
She would not remember all of your names, surely.
Oh, no, definitely not. No, no. But, yeah, I was on the front page of the Newcastle Herald with my mother and my grandmother when I was born.
Jeez, I tell you what, Janine, even just our discussions today, the old Herald loves putting a fat baby on the front page.
Oh, they do. Seamus, why don't you Herald? Thanks.
How unfortunate Jasmine was born in Holland. I could have got a front pager.
Exactly.
Kathy, how big was your baby?
Two of them. One was 11 and a half pound and the other one was 11 pound, 8.5.
Oh my God. Two big babies.
You got a big partner?
Yeah, the middle one was only 9.5, so he's turned out the biggest one.
Wow. Only 9.5.
Is your partner a tall person?
Yeah, he's tall. Yeah.
God.
Yeah, they're all tall.
And so they're all big now?
All tall. All really tall, like over 6'4".
Wow,
very tall.
And what do you remember the size your biggest went straight into?
It was still small. It wasn't like people say, oh, you know, they go into O's and things like that, but they don't. I think they were still in double O's.
Okay.
They weren't, They were still, I mean, they were huge. They had like big roly, like little Michelin babies. But
Yes, the little Michelin fat control. They're very cute.
Thank you.
They were like 24 3/4 inches long. Yeah. They were big long babies as well. So
incredible.
And all natural. Yeah.
Oh, you poor bugger.
Superstar, Kathy. Thanks, thank you for the call. I've never seen EB Nikki listen so intently to every. She's honestly not happy. She's not answering any more calls. She's just looking at you guys with in disbelief.
Particularly when you hear obstetricians. I don't think it would happen as much nowadays because of the technology that we have. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
They'd know back then,
they know. Well, they can track it.
They know the exact size
they
kind
do.
Of thing they're going to almost
so
come out.
So these days the technology is such that, you know, you're not going to get that massive surprise like they once did.
There you go.
I don't want a front page Herald story. Oh, put
we,
it that
we
way.
We do it. Good for the show, mate. Oh, she's selfish.
You know, yeah, you know,
we're
I like
hoping
getting
for a
the
9 kilo.
Well, I'm 155 centimetres. I'm very short. But there is some tall, I have some very tall side of the family, like some tall uncles and whatnot. So if those genes come through, I'm going to be upset.
Jacob's tall, your husband's
Jacob's
tall.
Jacob's tall, yep. Mm. So we'll see.
You girls.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. Ooh. It has to come out. That's the thing.
Is the advice? Should I? I know, but
it has to come out.
In what way and how?
Somehow.
Yeah.
Don't just relax.
just
been
relax.
Been happening for thousands of years.
Yeah. That's the thing. We wouldn't be here if it was too hard.
That's true.